are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
We was just talking about Beyonce, and she is like really in shape. I feel like I haven't seen Beyonce this thin in like 15 years or something like that. I feel like Sasha Fierce, like Beyonce is like the last time you seen Beyonce when she wasn't like super thick. Not like super thick and like she was fat, but you know what I'm saying? She was thick.
Honestly, looking at the videos from tonight from Sweden, I was going to say like post Blue Ivy. Like this is vegan mama, like first time around skinny. Like,
She looks good. And it kind of like, for me, it kind of like dispelled like the surgery rumors, because if she had her ass done, the ass wouldn't have got smaller as well. Because a lot of people have been saying she got like a BBL and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know. Maybe she did, but I don't know. Well, today on today's episode, guys, it's the 100th episode of, I'm sorry, I'm eating grapes. It is the 100th episode of the podcast. Hello, woo, round of applause. So thank you guys for tuning in every week. Continue tuning in every week. Today we have a very special guest, my dear friend Kier. Hi, Kier.
Hey, Kim. What's going on, y'all? Blackberry.
Bonjour. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, I'm excited to be invited back. I guess they want more anal orgasms in their life. I
had the idea to like have you on the show for the 100th episode because the episode we did, anal orgasms, is still the most listened to episode that we have.
That is wild to me. I feel completely honored. Like when you told me the first time, I was like, oh shit, really? And then just to tell me even further, I was just like, dang, I'm into it. I love that.
And that was a raunchy episode. I revisited it. We were talking about a lot of stuff.
I replayed it yesterday. It was aggressive. It was aggressive, to say the least.
One of my friends told me, they were like, you know, I want to listen to your podcast, but it's just like so raunchy. And I'm like, I wonder, like, I was wondering if like, did it become that way? But like, the more I listened to like the older episodes, like, dude, I started this motherfucker off super raunchy. Like, it just is what it is. But we are here at episode 100. This is a very important milestone. We are also currently hovering around. Hopefully by the time this come out, I could like celebrate it. We're hovering around like 30,000 downloads. So that's awesome for us. So I just feel like this is going to be a celebratory night for the Boys Next Door. I am drinking a little, what is this? This is Cabernet. I drink Cabernet all the time.
I'm drinking a Kool-Aid Jammer.
I am drinking this vape at this moment because I'm actually doing a dry May because I plan on being very intoxicated throughout June. Pride month is coming up, and so in preparation for Pride, I am doing the best I can to have a very dry May.
Really? Is it really that deep to get prepared for Pride?
Not necessarily for Pride prep, but just personally, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've taken little sabbaticals from sex. I've taken little breaks from weed, and I've never taken a proper break from tequila. So, you know, I'm taking a little break this month. Initially, it was, I'm taking a break. I'm not consuming whatsoever. And a few days later it was Cinco de Mayo. So I figured, yeah, I ended up having a drink or three on Cinco de Mayo. However, I realized at the end of the night that I didn't pay for any of them. So I'm not paying for alcohol. That's the true lie. I'm not paying for alcohol throughout May. Okay. However, if I can,
that's a loophole. But I don't know if that loophole is going to get you closer to heaven or what. But
hey, well, I figure I'm already going to hell in gasoline draws anyway, especially because I don't wear them. But you know, in the meantime, between time, there's always a loophole. And I'm gonna find it.
Wait, so you just like commando all the time?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of knew that, but like, yeah. I knew that was like, is this like a lifestyle or is this just for the internet?
A bit of both. It started long, to make a very long, convoluted story short. Honestly, it started in undergrad. I went to Morehouse. It was just Print Central, Print Capital, USA. And, you know, a lot of people were participating, so I just decided to participate. And next thing I know, draws were just for photos and photos only.
Yeah, I hate wearing underwear in general. I don't like, I don't know. It's something about it just doesn't do it for me anymore. As I've gotten older, I'm just like, do I have to put some on? Like, the only time I really wear something is like if I'm walking my dog. And I'm like, you know what? If I have to pick up and get his poop, I don't want my balls flopping out in front of the neighbors. Hair
You
gonna be
know,
high.
I'm not like out of the like underwear community, but like I care less and less about underwear. It's like when I was younger, I would have to like buy me a new pair all the time. I got to get the cutest pair, the tightest, smallest pair. Now I'm lucky to just like have a pair that doesn't have holes in it because like I just don't care no more.
I literally only wear like my Supreme ones and like PSD like boxer briefs are so comfortable and they always look super super cute when you wear them. So I usually like try to stay like those are like my only two I really wear. I just like if I'm going to have someone like oh, I might as well be a little bit cute and a little bit comfortable.
Yeah, I like wearing draws like when I have like an appointment. Actually, lately, I kind of like to show up to my appointments like free
Ready.
balling, because I just want you to know like we can cut the chit chat as soon as possible and get to why I'm here.
I usually just wear something super slutty and cute. So like I'll wear like a crop top and like some short shorts and like just go over there and just look like a total hottie and let them know like you know what I'm here for. Like I like giving the appearance of looking like a slut automatically. So as soon as like you see me walk or like as soon as you get in the car or whatever, wherever we decide to go, you automatically know like, oh, this bitch means business. And I got my briefcase, baby. Clocking
Yes,
I love
you
when
know.
the top shows up like free balling as well, because it's just like I know, like you got on your tank top, you got on your joggers, and you got on some Crocs. I know what time it is. You probably walked through my hallway, and other people saw you, and they're like, "He's on his way to get to fuck a slut, and he's gonna leave after he's done."
He's punching
Yeah, I
his
like
ticket to
that.
Pound Town.
Yeah, he got on the whole outfit, so I
I
kind of like
love a
that.
whole outfit. I feel like a whole outfit. Like that's probably like the best part for me. And I always tell guys what I like. I'm always like, I really enjoy when you like niggas wear like basketball shorts and like slides. I love Crocs. Oh, if you have on like a yellow Croc or like a white Croc, automatic slurp feel. I love it. It's so something about Crocs when it's so fucking hot. As long as they're not in like sports mode, then I'm with well.
Yeah,
But
sports
like,
mode kills it. Like you only need to be in
yeah,
sports mode when you're doing sporty
calm
things.
down, Uncle Pete. You can take it out of sports mode and get the fucking business in this mouth.
Kier, what's like your favorite like garment to free ball in? Is it a jogger? Is it a short?
Ooh, so I have this particular pair of basketball shorts. They're Tahari brand. They're blend, and I'll like send footage or post or like whatever because I've worn these for years. They are fucking comfortable. I know exactly where they are in my apartment right now, actually. But they're extremely comfortable. I
You're
love
like they're on
them.
standby.
Literally on standby. Like the high for today was 84, and I climbed a mountain not too like a few hours ago. And so I thought about wearing them, but I was like, you know what? It's a weekday. You never know. There may be like miners around. So,
Let me
you
calm
know.
down a second.
Yeah, I went with the Under Armour all black because these are like a navy blue. And when the sun is beaming, like, absolutely, I'm saying hello. But my go-to, 9 times out of 10, I'm hosting anyway. So there aren't many garments on. Like, I may have a hoodie on with the shorts or just a simple thin gray jogger. Like,
Do
more
you
than
ever
likely,
just
I'm
be like
shirtless.
waiting naked?
Oh, often, usually waiting naked. I might meet you at the front door, like outside all of the apartments. Like I just depending on the level of intoxication and depending on our familiarity, I'm gung ho for the talent show at
I
all
feel like
times.
that's a good move though. Like if I see a guy come over and he's dressed for business, it's a turn on. Like I don't want to have to take off tons of clothes. Like I'm a belt struggler, so I don't like when niggas wear belts. Or what I'll do is like if I'm on my knees and I see they have a belt on, like I'm very particular. I tell guys what I like So I want to avoid any mishaps because the mood can kill very fast for me. Like, if I'm struggling with your belt, I don't want to fucking crack jokes about struggling with your belt. Fucking under your belt. Let's get to fucking business, bitch. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, no. So when I'm hosting, I have like the lubes lined up. Like, there's a specific area where your things are going to go. Already have like your waters in the fridge, like warm towel set aside. Like, no, there's a
food. This is like a hotel experience. How much do you charge to come? Like, this is a lot.
Honestly, first night is free, but if we get to three, then, you know, the invitation is open for an overnight. But, you know, only till we get to the
Do you have a spend a night bag?
I do for when I travel, but like I said, 95% of the time I'm hosting, unless, you know, it's just on some like, just like drive-by, super no strings attached type thing. And then I don't want you in my apartment because there's a lot of color in my apartment. So I just don't have time for like you to just be conflicted because you see the Supremes on my wall and like blonde hair and gold nails. And I'm like, bend over. Like, I don't have time for all that.
They're like, this is the type of party I'm not sure what I'm signing up for.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, are you sis or what's it get? I'm like,
it's
definitely brisk vibes.
for sure. But those are my favorite kind of tops. I like a zesty top. I do.
See, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody's on this soft top kick, and I'm just like, so like I like old school tops. Like, give me the top that is like a rough neck and to the point, like. I don't have time. Like.
Be a
I,
man. Go to war.
Yeah, right.
Get it together, sis. And because like sometimes like if a guy is like too feminine for me, I'll automatically be like, oh my god, I feel like we should probably just like hang out and like talk about boys and do all that shit. And then I'm not going to want to see you in that light. And then I get like, I don't know. I guess I'm ADD when it comes to dick. And so I'm just like, okay, let's stick to the program. You know my script. You know what you came for. But also, there's been this big purse bumping epidemic.
I've heard about it.
It's not an epidemic. It's like it's been going on for years.
No, baby. They have been propagandering it nonstop. And I'm just like, oh my god, stop, no, I don't want to do this with you. And then like the other day I was so offended, and I felt bad afterwards. But this guy, like, we ran, like, we have very brief conversations, very like to the point, and he like randomly messaged me. And he was like, I had posted a picture, and it was like this guy on his knees, and he was like wearing Rick Owens, and he was giving head to another guy in a mirror with like the lights and stuff. I'm like, I want to recreate this picture. And the guy messaged me, he was like, I do too, with a big dick bottom. And I'm like, okay, look, you clearly have never listened to my podcast. That is not my ministry. That is
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and he's like, and then I was like, you clearly don't listen to the podcast. I literally was like, you clearly don't listen to the podcast, huh? And he's like, send me a picture of it. I'm like, it is 10 o'clock in the morning, and you want me to fucking build a top hat and put it on to try to entertain you, bitch? And that be what I'd be talking about. Like, that's why I'm just like, I need to know what's going on. Because I don't want us to be in the situation, and all of a sudden you get the, your pussy start twitching, and you think it's time for me to climb up on there because you see a fucking fitted hat. This is not that fucking invitation. You get to work, nigga.
I have no issue with the big dick bottoms. Please come my way. I would prefer for us to, you know, have a thing, because I don't always want to get penetrated, and tops don't know how to just like, some, we don't have to just be fucking all the time. We can, but we don't have to. You know what I'm saying? I need a bottom who understands. This goes back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago about sides. Like, I really think I'm more of a side than anything. You know what a side is, Kier?
Absolutely know what a side is. And to your point, every link up doesn't have to be about penetration. Like, some of the best ones have no penetration involved. Honestly, some of the best hookups that I've had, especially in recent months, didn't even involve like busting a nut. Like, honestly, like, intimacy and time is something that has just been appearing lately since, you know, Mercury has been in micro braid, stitch braid, cornrow to the back, however she's been. And so I agree, like, you don't have to have penetration for it to be an amazing link up. And,
I agree. And that's why I always, like, try to make sure I level expectations off rip. Like, I haven't had sex since it's like literally tapping on 2 years now. So I always try to tell niggas like, this ain't that type of party. And I'm like literally right now I'm in the headspace where I would just really enjoy like a homie. Like we can kick it, we can play games, we can go out and like go do stuff. And it's not like all that pressure to actually fuck. Like I really like I'm just like I feel like everything is so entwined with like fucking, like everything leads to fucking, and it doesn't have to. And it's like, if you're not trying to fuck, niggas literally do not see the value in you. And if you're like, and like, don't, and that's why I'm always just like, you either like me because you like me, or you like me because you want to fuck me. But I'd rather you say you like me because you want to fuck me versus trying to make it seem like you actually like me as a fucking person. Because that's where I get turned off at. Because if I feel like you don't respect me, and I know y'all. I say that this 100 episode, I'm gonna bring it on back. I always feel like I'm a trophy. I always feel like I want the guy who's like, whatever, like no matter what, like when you fucking me, I want you to understand like, this is a temple over here. This is like, not everybody has access to it. This is a special thing for you. Like enjoy it for you. And I just like, I don't know. I hate niggas. I hate it. I'm like, I'm going to, like literally at this point, I'm going to die with cobwebs on my fucking asshole.
Well, that's not a very optimistic way of looking at life now, is it, darling?
Well, child, looking out here, and I ain't got no fucking choice. I might as well pull out the casket and get comfy, because that's where the fuck is going. It's just dead. It's so dead. There's no niggas out here. No niggas. And all the niggas that are out here are pussy.
Wow.
And I said it, Vegas niggas. I'm talking to y'all. Where the camera at? I'm talking to y'all. Y'all are some pussy ass niggas.
Well, speaking of pussy,
oh no, we introduced ourselves.
No. We introduced Kier, but we didn't introduce ourselves. I'm Blackberry,
and I'm Ken Lush.
And we are here with Kier.
Welcome and to the show.
As you can see, we are feeling very emotional tonight. And speaking of emotions, I have emotions about.
Yes, you are. You get it? Yes, he doesn't want it. Yes, I was like, yes.
Was that a Drag Race thing?
Yes, that was that's legendary. Like that goes down in like Drag Race history. It's like one of the like, even though like compared to Shea Coulee, like Sasha was annoying me, but that's like artistic, like abuse. It's like, yeah, it's oh yeah, I swear by that. Swear,
really
amazing. Yes,
I didn't know you were such a Drag Race fan.
I watch Drag Race. Like I don't know what people think I do. I watch True Crime. I watch Drag Race. Like y'all know, like my main thing is
True Crime, Drag Race, he sucked stick.
Yeah, and I watch wrestling. Hello. Like I'm a well rounded ass faggot. Like I do a little bit of everything. Like I'm all about it. And so I just like, I love it. And like, yeah, Drag Race is like one of those things where I don't have I don't have the artistic ability to actually be like that creative. Like my brain, like I'm not good with like threading or like kneeling and all that shit. So seeing people who take so much time into their craft and like the artistry of it all, I really get into that part of it. Like I enjoy it. I love it. I love it a lot.
I'm gonna have to get into it, but on today's episode, we're gonna be talking about sex, you guys. S-E-X. I'm announcing that as if that's something revolutionary on this program, but it's not.
Because clearly everybody think we're the whores next door, not boys anymore.
I'm okay with that.
The whore next door.
Yeah, I like it. It's not false advertising, so.
I'm stepping into the territory. I don't care.
Wait, I don't know if you can see. I can't twist my wrist, but I have a scarlet letter tattoo. It's wait, let me just turn my grill around.
Kier is showing us his tattoo.
Because blood is life.
Did that hurt right there?
It didn't hurt, but I couldn't beat off for like 3 days. So.
Oh my God. What? Like from like the, it was burning?
Just like the kind of carpal tunnel and then like the angle and then I kind of aimed to the left. So it was just like, all right. Let's just give it a weekend.
Okay.
I was saying for my birthday next week, I was going to try to go get some more. And I really had I randomly became a Pinterest guy. And I'm just like, oh, I really like Pinterest. And so I've been creating like little, like, I don't know what the fuck this shit is called, but I just been making all types of, yes, I've been just making shit and just adding shit and finding shit. I'm like, this is really cool. Then I feel like a fucking thief for stealing everybody's idea and want to put it on my body.
Well, Kia, you said you couldn't jack off for like 3 days, and I'm currently experiencing an issue with that as well because I fucked up my thumb at work, right? And this is my grip hand, and like I have to keep it covered, but even if I take it off, like I don't want the I don't want to get like nut in the wound. I don't know what that's. It sounds like it's not going to be a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Salty.
So I had to resort to like going through my toy box and like using one of the strokers that I had in there. I don't really care for it because it's way too tight, but it vibrates, it, you know, suctions it. So it's been helping, but
I'm about to say, Alex is getting the job done.
I'm saying where there's a will, there's a way, bitch.
But I'm just I'm a good old fashioned hand guy when it comes to masturbating. Like, you know, I like my dildos, but when it comes to my dick, I would prefer my hand.
Totally. Lately, I've been so horny. Lately it's been like I know, like we were talking about, like I'm like, yeah, it's probably like every night, every day. Lately it's been like maybe like 3 or 4 times a day, but for whatever reason, I just been getting like tons, like now that I started work, all these fucking niggas are just coming out of nowhere. And I'm just like, wait, I did my homework this week too. I was still with a new guy. He was very, very, it was very, very hot. And we did it outside.
You should tell us in the confessions.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't see that down there. Okay, cool. I'll wait. That was a teaser.
Yeah, stay to the end of the episode. Like y'all be saying y'all do. We need y'all to do it.
No, because what they like to do is they like to wait for them Instagram clips so they can go in there and call me a stupid nigga.
No, they called me a capitalist. I'm ableist.
That's your new name. I literally I'm about to change your name to capitalist on my phone. Cause I feel like they understood what you were saying perfectly fine.
I kind of forgot where I was going because I had a point. But let's get into the show today. I have found a list of interesting sex facts that I thought would be, you know, funny to bounce off of today. But I want to start off with a question. I want to see who can get closest to the right answer. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
What's the longest penis on record?
14 inches.
I would say 17.
Okay. So neither of you are wrong. Like y'all are both kind of close. So the longest on record is 13.5 inches. Okay. It belongs to New York actor Jonah Falcon.
Let me do some research.
It's 13.5 inches long and 8 inches in girth.
Oh, cut or uncut. That's the deal breaker.
I don't know. Are you not an uncut person?
Oh, I dedicated my bathroom to uncut penis. I would love to show
you. Really? What does that mean?
I did one of those classic, like, vintage CD New York bar.
I was hoping you were going to just go show us. I love
it. Oh, no. I was doing a bit of both.
I love it. Oh my God!
OMG.
Yeah, I dedicated
This Absolutely. Is phenomenal.
How are you not horny all day in there?
I am. Very much so. But you know, yeah. So dedicated my favorite place to my favorite thing. But you know, I'm an equal opportunist. So there's some cut, there's some pink, there's some brown. But if it's back and natural.
We show our love to the uncut community on this
podcast. Yes,
we do. Yeah. I support my uncuts because I like how sticky they get. I like that they're tricks. It's like surprising. I was talking to this guy the other day, and he was like, I can always tell when a guy's uncut because if I ask for a picture, they're always apprehensive about showing it because there's such shame around having a rubber mat. And I'm just like, it's just not necessary. And then as I was like hyping him up, bless you, sweetheart. As I was hyping him up, he was like, I want you to stick your tongue in my hole and all this, and like play with the skin and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do that anyway. That's my favorite thing to do. Little did you know what you were signing up for. I like sticking my tongue in, moving it all around, but sometimes they're too sensitive, and I'm just like, okay, let's hurry up and get this over with. But
the tight ones.
Yeah. It's just like super sensitive, super just like, oh, like, yeah. Like, this is like, yeah, but I like the uncut that know how to fucking use their shit. Make it work for me, daddy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So this guy is like also 8 inches in girth. So it's a pretty meaty thing. You know, it's probably about the size of that microphone, to be honest.
Yeah, I was about to see if I could do some damage on that.
But
microphone, there
is another guy. His name is Roberto Cabrera. He claims to be the proud owner of a 19-incher. They have photos of this man with his 19-inch penis. I guess the reason why he's not on record is because of, like, I guess he enhanced it, like, over time. So he just, like,
it's not.
It's his real dick, but because he did stuff to make it bigger, I guess that's why it doesn't count. But it is the biggest, technically, according to this.
That is very scary.
And he can't really use it.
So it's a limp eel. I don't want a limp eel.
Yeah, no.
Is 13 inches too much?
No. Depending on who you're talking to.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with other than like high five and, you know. No, I don't know personally. Like, it's just not my particular ministry now. It's, you know, if I got a flavor saver attached, and we'll make it do what it do, but.
I feel like I can be real bitch enough to take 13 inches. Like, I haven't been tested, but I'm ready to go to war.
I've taken a 13-inch dick, and it was amazing. It was very nice. It did what he needed to do. He didn't have to, like, overwork it. And like I said, y'all know, Mrs. Frazzle's trick hole, like, Frizzle's trick hole, I get very sensitive hole. And so as he's, like, fucking, I felt... When I say every fucking inch, he was so rough. And it was just like, he was hot. I'm just like, this was just perfect. But sucking it, I was just like, I'm like, this is okay. Okay. But fucking it, I was like,
I do like to be filled up. My biggest dildo is 12 inches. I guess I technically may have taken a 13-incher. I think I could, you know.
I feel like you can 6.
You said 6?
I have like 10 by 6 one. Yeah, that's my brown boy Enrique. So
Enrique,
not quite the. I call him Enrique. Yeah, I have an Enrique.
Okay, so you name yours too. Okay,
we have a prince and we have an Enrique now. It's insane. Mm-hmm.
So I have Prince, I have Fat Rabbit Killer, and I have Thor.
So I have Enrique. I have Bubble Boy, which is my transparent one. And then I have the one that vibrates, but it's not really functional anymore. I never really gave it a name. That's the one that'll probably actually be closest because it's thick, but, you know, I was stretching during COVID.
We'll call him Undertaker because he's right.
Very much so.
One foot in the grave.
Okay, now what do y'all think is the smallest penis in the world on record?
Micro dick.
Yes.
0.7.
Okay. It wasn't any. I'm just gonna say it wasn't any. Like
it is.
You're kind of close. 0.39 inches is the smallest one on record. So you gave him a little more, but yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't any.
He should hype me up. He should shout out the podcast because I made his dick seem like it might have been something important.
Have y'all ever had to like turn somebody down because their dick was like too little?
Yes.
And
no.
How little was it?
It wasn't necessarily the size. It was the fact that I could tell how small it was based on their like energy and confidence. So I turned them down for like a confidence, not for small size. But it was, it was, a, it was, a, it was a, like, you know, like a pinky with a nub on it, in the words of TLC.
So like, yeah, 4 inches.
Like, yeah, maybe. Like, and oh, this is like God. A like a thicker, like thicker guy who identified as a top, who had I'd already like, he had me with his mental. But you know, every time we got close, or like I reached forward or just anything to like cuddle and caress, it was just always a little shyness about it. And we were going back and forth for weeks. He would give me head, all type of stuff. It was great, slapping down, looking under the hood, going crazy, chewing on a bubble gum. And it was my turn, and it was just never, never, never with it. And so one day I seen it by accident, like walking in the bathroom type shit. And I was like, oh, okay, we just have to stop talking, because you were never going to let me see this on my own. And I got it, like, yeah, no, it didn't work.
Do you like getting peed on?
Yes.
Do you like peeing on others?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was telling a guy this the other day. He was like, what do you get out of it? I'm like, it makes me feel like the ultimate slut. It makes me feel like I'm just there getting, like, I like to get degraded. Absolutely. I like all that stuff. And I think that it makes it harder, like, for me, because guys, like, unless you, like, really just, like, dive in, I like to ask sexual questions when I'm comfortable with a guy. So I like to know, what are your limits? So we can try to push past them, because that's my thing. Like, I want to try to push past them. If you haven't done something, let me be the first to do it. Oh, you don't, you've never had your feet kissed, let me kiss your feet. Like, I'm into, like, whatever your limit is, let's go way past that and make it, like, I don't know, let's make you a slut, too. But the thing is, my worst fear is that, like, I'm putting a nigga onto all this shit, and now he gonna go to somebody else and, like, actually, like, I don't know, like, actually try it more. No, nigga, that's my shit. You wasn't even into that shit. Don't let nobody kiss your feet. Don't let nobody else eat your ass.
Now, wait a minute. You can't turn him out and then be stingy.
Yes, I can.
Right?
Yes, I
can. What type of selfish?
I'm a selfish bitch. I'm a Taurus. It's natural. I'm very about that.
It's giving very much ring the alarm.
Yeah, it should. Because honestly, you weren't even thinking about getting your ass, hey nigga, before I put my tongue there or asked you to do it. So now you want to go let everybody else eat the ass that I broke in? Hell fucking no. Let me eat, like, no, that is my plate. No one else is stealing from my fucking cake. I don't want nobody else biting my cake. That's my fucking cake. Especially like athletes and shit like that. Athletes have the best ass to see. Love it.
Okay. Do you like a musty butt? You like eating musty butt? Oh, you know what? I think I know your answer. This is for the room, but I feel like you don't. I feel like I asked you this already.
Okay, so I don't know what musty butt includes. I enjoy, sometimes I'm watching porn, they're like, look at his ripe ass. I'm like, so what does ripe ass mean? Like, what does that entail? I enjoy, like, an all day, like, okay. So I think I described it like this before to somebody. I like when you could tell, like, a guy showered, like, earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he went and lived his life and did whatever. And it's just a natural taste, scent, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all know, like, y'all, like, everybody, like, I get talked about so bad because of all the shit that, like, I do, like, have done. But, like, y'all know, like, I'm not too picky about when it comes to shit at all. Like, it's literally, I'm not too picky when it comes to nothing. But it's just, like, I don't, like, if I, like, go down and eat your ass or whatever, or lick your gooch, like, I'm about to lie. Because the other, when I get to the confessions, whatever. But like it happens, and I'm not thinking about it, but it didn't smell musty. It just smelled natural, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so for me, I'm a bit of the opposite. Like, I don't want to be able to still tell that you used Dove in the shower this morning. Like, same. If you're coming over, there's a threshold. So you mentioned this being the hotel. There's a threshold for perversion and kink that you must have already been pre-approved, come with some type of freak Twitter link and or OnlyFans, Just for Fans, Dark Friends.
Okay.
Like, I need some type of something, because...
And a Dark Friends is the one where they're shitting on each other, right? Because OnlyFans don't let you shit on you.
Pretty much.
It's a kink space, but that's absolutely one of the like benefits of the platform. Like,
yeah.
As someone that has subscribed and participated
on
that platform.
People?
Oh, I absolutely have. You name it, I've covered them in it. So that's no shame here whatsoever. Absolutely. It is a deal breaker if you smell like Dove and or shampoo. It is a deal breaker if
maybe this is my niggas.
Like, if this is your first time dipping into the dark waters, please go somewhere else. Like, there's a lot of people in Atlanta that you can experience first before you come over here. And I really want you to know what you're doing.
See, I really feel that way deep down in my heart, but I never link with a nigga when smelling like nothing else other than what I just showered with. Like, I don't play those types of games unless they request that. But I really don't encounter guys in real life who are on that type of time. All the guys I know are like online.
Can you imagine one of us going over a boy's house and like we think he's into all this shit, and then we go over there smelling crazy? He get online.
Yeah, I would never. I would never.
I have a story for you all. I have a story for you all. So, and it's not quite confession because I think I have something for confession time. But for right now, this is a funny story that I've never had the proper chance to tell. Like, just to say an audience who cares to hear. So a few years ago.
This is the place.
No, absolutely. And when we get into this story, you're gonna be like, wow. So I'm in a friend's car. Let's just say we're leaving an event and we have some supplies to return before they can continue like their night plans. So in the meantime, between time, I'm in their car because like they have to pass my place on the way. So I'm just like, oh cool, I'll catch a ride. So we're in my friend's car. They use their car phone to let our other friends know that they'll be late for the plans because they have to go home and shower. They feel sweaty after the event. They want to freshen up. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat, silent, minding my business, scrolling through IG, just looking at all type of bulges. And next thing I know, the friend who's driving is like, yeah, I have to go home and shower because nobody likes a shitty kitty. Then the person on the other line of the phone goes, unless you're Kier. So the driver is instantly gagged, gobsmacked, jaw-gagged. Wow. And I'm sitting here, and so they're looking at me, and I'm sitting here like, I'm not seeing that. Why the hell am I in it?
Right, exactly.
So that happened, and because there's an eerie silence in the car, the friend who's on the car phone decides to repeat themselves. So they're like, oh yeah, you don't like shitty ass unless you're Kier. And so he's like, smack. So we're both
that
sitting
driver
there
was like banned, blocked, never again.
I was kind of tickled. I was gagged for a quick second, but you know, people learn things. We all have access to the interwebs. And so I always thought it was hilarious that after that, I was like, oh. Oh,
I've been more.
So worst come to worst, y'all think about it. And worst come to best, I help y'all get more comfortable with it. So.
That because that's always the thing. They be like, oh no, I'm not into that. And then you just slowly just convince them that they're wrong. And then they call
100%. That is like my key. If I can convince you, like, because y'all know, like, here we go. I mainly do DDTs. And when I do my DDTs, they're used to just like certain things. And I'm just very like upfront. I'm like, this is what I like. This is what I'm about. This is what I enjoy. If you want to try it, I think you should try it. And then like from there, like a lot of DDTs, they give like pushback on like the most pushback I get is ass eating. Like DDTs, they don't care. Like they're like, I never have my feet kissed. I was like, this is what we're gonna do. I just want you to like, you can come over, you can smoke. And while you're smoking, I'll just kiss your feet. And then we'll start off like that. And they're like, I guess. And that's literally how it started. Like it's like a gateway drug. Like all that is like literally, niggas are just so easy to convince to do everything. And that's the fun part for me. I like pushing the limits with a DDT, seeing what they like, seeing what they don't like, and it making them say fuck all that shit.
For those of you who don't know, a DDT is a dirty dick trade.
And I want to know, how are we qualifying dirty? Like, because now we're there.
No, that's his term. That's what he calls it.
Oh, okay, DDT in my mind, uncut means something very different.
Yes, he calls him dirty dick trade because he's...
When I say dirty dick trade, I mean, like, he's probably out here fucking men and women raw.
No, I like to turn them out. So they usually have girlfriends and we go from there.
So he's fucking his girlfriend raw, and he's gonna fuck you raw if you let him.
No, he's not gonna fuck me raw. I'm gonna suck his dick. I've only had one experience where there's only been one experience where I hooked up with a guy and I could tell he literally just got some pussy before. And I was turned off kind of because I was like, you're like his dick, like there's a difference between like a naturally smelling, like musty dick, and there's a other odor when it's been in other surfaces in order and all that shit. And so, like, I could always tell. I was just like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I'm like, I don't know. And that was the only time. I just sucked in the dick anyway, but it's the deal.
I was about to say you were about it till that moment. No, that happened to you.
Yeah, I'm still about it.
I heard that.
If I want a nigga, I'm gonna fuck with that nigga. I don't care. I'm an equal opportunist. Homeless, whatever. I'm here and I support.
Now, Kier, what's your threshold? You have a threshold for how it should smell. What's your threshold for how it should not smell?
It should not smell fresh. If, like, you think you're turning me on, but, like, oh, I just cleaned out for 2 hours, and you think you're really about to, like, get me jumping in my basketball shorts,
okay, so, but
you would not coming over here smelling springtime fresh. Like, if I could tell it's Irish Spring, Dove, like, no.
First of all,
no.
Irish Spring is like, are you an old woman or what? Like,
I'm from the South, so it's a very different threshold from Memphis by way of Mississippi. So it's very much so an accepted fragrance. But I don't want the hole to smell like that when it's on demon time. Absolutely not. Like,
growing up,
I might rather know you had nachos for lunch than what you use in your shower.
Okay.
I would fall out.
But what I want to know is, is it ever a smell that's too crazy?
I mean, I don't eat white guys for the most part. Like, it's just a different type of BO. It's just a different pheromone navigation. Like, if you're a white boy and you're hairless, that's one thing. Then it just tastes like plastic.
They smell weird.
Yeah. And I'm like a fart digger. So I'm like blowing air in your hole. I'm pulling your lips out. I'm turning into a pacifier. Like, I'm doing all of that. So I absolutely just need to enjoy it. Oh, all of that. I'm like pushing a little shit in so we can pull it off. Absolutely. Like, we grave digging Indiana Jones style in this motherfucker.
Okay, come on.
And so
you're the real Undertaker. I like it.
Very much so. Very much so. Don't let it get into it. Very much so. Very much so. We keep the nails short and round for a reason. But yeah, so while I'm digging for gold, in that bitch, no white boys, and I've learned that.
I will say, like, when I fuck around with DDT, like, I can like fingering them is like one of my favorite fucking things. Like fingering them, like
you be getting dookie on your finger.
No, but it smells like ass. Like, it smells like total ass for the rest of the day. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
I just can't imagine Trey, like, properly wiping.
Because
me neither.
Most Trey are afraid of, like,
discovering they have a hole.
That, not only that, but it's more so, like, most Trey, like, I don't fuck around. It's certain. Okay, so y'all know, like, let me make this very clear. I fuck around with like basketball players and rappers and all, that's my thing. Like, I enjoy, like, industry trade and shit like that. Like, a lot of, like, I'm gonna say, I was about to say something. I can't give that detail away, but, like, fuck it. It's a podcast. Like, I'm really right now into boxers. So, like, it's like, and I live by the UFC facility, like, maybe, like, 2 minutes away. And then Floyd Mayweather has his training camp out here. So you'll randomly get those random people on Jack or Tinder who are training at the facility. And it just, like, it doesn't smell. Like, I really enjoy, like, when I'm fingering them sometimes. And it's, like, I could tell, like, they're trying so hard not to fart. Or, like, trying so hard, like, to hold everything in. And I just start going harder and make them, like, lose it. Like, just go ahead. Like, one time I was eating this guy out in the car, and it was his first time getting ate out. Like, I would say ate it out. First time getting ate out. And I was like, you trying not to fart? He was like, yeah. And I was like, just go ahead, do your shit. Like, go ahead, whatever. And then, so he relaxed, and I started devouring his ass. It was amazing. Like, oh, so hot. Oh, I need to call him.
Okay, well, now let's move on to another interesting sex fact. It is masturbation May, by the way. First of all, how often do you masturbate here?
There's an ebb and flow, but right now we're at a solid 3 to 4 a day. Like, I netted right before we got on here.
Okay.
That when we're done.
Sometimes you have to.
Like I was just waiting in anticipation, and I had gone out to get a bite to eat for dinner, and I'm just like,
When you say ebb and flow, so do you go like periods without masturbating?
Yes. So going into the summer months, that's just when my libido is entering its peak. So like right now, I'm probably like my frequency is more than what it was when it was cold outside. And I'm pretty sure, like at the time of recording, so right now it's like the middle of May. I'm sure by the middle of June, I'll be ready to play with my hole again, which I really only like to do when it's hot outside. Like it's just something about being hot and inside and just, it's just like you just want to smelling like a whole bunch. I got a lot of body hair. So it's just, it'd be a lot of like pheromones and entrapments. And I just would want to like devour and disrespect the fuck out of myself. And so. Especially when it's warmer outside. So right now, about three, probably last few months, it was maybe once or twice a day, sometimes maybe once a week. It just depends. Like,
It's interesting that you said that, because I have been going through a thing where it's like, I went like a while without like masturbating for like, I would go like a week, I would go 2 weeks. Now I'm like back up to like at least once a day. But now, sometimes it goes back down. I just don't want to do it for 5-6 days in a row. So I feel like I'm the only person that be going through, I guess, libido changes, but I guess not.
No, I saw Janet the other day. I saw Janet 2 weeks ago.
After seeing Janet,
like I literally just wanted to touch myself. Like I was, yeah.
So hot. Like Janet is like my mother Taurus. Like I get everything about her. Like I watch her interviews and I'm like, I really understand like her like coyness and like the playfulness and everything. Cause that's how I am sexually. I'm very playful. I'm very just like I'm very teasy. But you know I'm a slut and you know what you're getting into. And I really enjoy that aspect of everything about her. Like even she's up there right now with her like fucking long ass ponytail and her like fucking jumpsuits and shit. I'm like, girl, you are a hoe like me. Take that jumpsuit off. Let me see that body, sis. I love it. I love Janet.
Now, the longest masturbation session on record, it was a whopping 9 hours and 33 minutes. Since then, that record has increased to 10 hours and 10 minutes. So, and there's somebody else currently trying to break that record. I feel like I could do this pretty easily, but like, how long do y'all edge for?
So, one, I have a question, because is this like non-stop 10 hours? Like, I just want to know what are the parameters.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Like, is this a high edge session? Or like, is there a frequency, like strokes per hour that one must maintain to be considered? Or like, yeah, because then my second question is, what the hell are you stroking with? Like, I just really want to know how we're judging, you know, and how we keep in the score sheet. But for myself, on average, like for the current frequency, anywhere from like 5 to 15 per nut. Like maybe that 5 minutes is a hot 2 to 3 if I already have the video and I'm just already like, oh, we're done here. Let's just pull it out.
Okay.
So, yeah, on no more than 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, then I have to like grab the stronger poppers and like we really have to go in for this.
I've never tried poppers. That is on my list.
Okay. Oh, I love a hopper bait. Right now I have Jungle Juice Black and Jungle Juice Gold. Just for the hell of it, they match my
nails. I've been wanting to get into it. I'm a little scared, but I definitely think I don't even know where to get it from.
Oh, a hot popper, but I mean, any smoke shops, sex stores, smoke shops, if you like near particularly like Latino area or brown neighborhood. Yeah,
okay. I feel like I've easily hit like 6-7 hours. So I feel like I can break this record. No shade.
I feel like you can.
Like my longest is probably about like maybe 2 hours. But that was like starting and stopping. Like I would like start and then I'll be like, I really don't feel like nothing right now. I should wait a little longer.
I've okay, definitely like taken a nap in between an edge session, you know.
Gotta rebuild your energy to get back started.
But I also edge like that with my hole too. Like I'm good for a good 5-6 hours. Literally. It's very fun for me.
I can give you a hot hour and a half on whole play And like, and so especially during COVID and participating in OnlyFans stuff, like I was gung-ho for it and down for it. But, you know, that first wind in September, October, the toys are back in the chest until next spring, summer. Like, I'm charade the bullshit.
I love that. Absolutely. Your body is on a clock.
Yeah, no. Very much like circadian rhythm and seasonal. So I can't. Like, so like right now, I'm ready for like some dirty, perverted, kinky, disastrous shit. I just bought 2 new sets of fuck sheets and I'm ready for the next round.
I want some fuck sheets. Okay, so are they rubber or are they like plastic?
So they're this kind of, I got these on Amazon. I've gotten the more serious, I guess, sheets before, like the latex, waterproof, weatherproof, fucking dirt cum, piss and shit proof, vomit proof. I've had all that, but honestly, it was just too squeaky. It was just too squeaky and going back to it. Like, that was, I like my apartment really hot. And then, so when I'm lightheaded, popper headed, like when I'm on the side of the bed, just dogging about, that moment where it's like, I'm either about to nut, die, or I just need to lay down and wait 30 seconds as coyly as I can. I cut the air conditioner on, but you cut the air conditioner on. Now the sheets are extra crunchy. Everything that was sliding across the sheets are extra hard. All the lube is extra sticky because it's waterproof. So I actually, exactly. So I ended up going to like a cheaper brand, if you will, like what I ended up using on Amazon. And I like them better because I can clean them easier. They're not, I just don't feel like I'm sliding around like a 90s tracksuit.
That kind of reminds me of like one of my not favorite porn categories, but I remember I used to watch it a lot back in the day, like the oily wrestling videos, whatever.
Yeah,
wrestling,
that's how it felt. That's how it felt. But imagine that, but like piss, and then it's just like, okay. It's fun until you're cold.
I'm always offended by those oily wrestling.
Offended? Why?
Yes, I'm offended. Because as a wrestling fan, as someone who partakes, like, I enjoy wrestling. I always get this thing where people are like, oh, who's a hot wrestler? I don't know, bitch. I'm not watching for that. I watch porn to get that type of, like, get that. But I'm like I don't look at wrestlers like, I just like, rock, like, go do football play or something like that. Leave wrestling out of it because it's already such a, like, homoerotic type of sport already. Like they're all like they can't wear old anymore because they take up on HD cameras. But they're like glistening and they're like grabbing and like thrusting. They have like their little underwear on and all that shit. And then like I respect their craft too much to be like, oh my god, I can't imagine. Even though a lot of wrestlers, like the professional wrestlers now, have done porn in the past, like and that's really odd. So seeing some of them wrestle now, I'm like, I've seen your asshole and I've seen you getting ate out by a guy before. And so it's one wrestler called Austin Theory. We call him Pink Hole because he has the prettiest pink hole ever. Like he's just like,
I'm gonna
like,
need that link.
Yeah, you know, I got you. He's a cute twink, but it's just like, it's just like, I don't want to be distracted by that every time. It's just him and it's another wrestler named Ricochet. Oh my god, his ass is so fat. And he's so fucking hot. But he's just like, every time I see him now, I think about him doing porn. Well, it wasn't even porn. His pictures got leaked. And it just distracts me from the whole artistic form of it all. Hot ass. I love a nigga with a big ass.
Yeah, but now, next up is the oldest pair of twin sex workers.
Next. Okay.
This was in 2012. These twin sex workers, their last name is Focken. Which is pretty the irony, okay?
Yeah.
They were 70 years old at the time. They worked in Amsterdam's Red Lake District. 70. And this was in 2012.
Get it how you live.
I don't know if they're still working now. Hopefully they're still alive and kicking. But this made me think of you, Ken, because you sent me something earlier. You sent me a video of a guy who looked just like me. And then I see this, and then I was like, oh my gosh, would I fuck my doppelganger?
Would you?
Yes. I would.
I don't know. Like, if he didn't, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would. I think
it'd be too weird.
It'd be very weird for me because like, I already look at myself a lot in the mirror sometimes. And like, then the thing about me sucking my own dick, I'm like, I really wish I could suck my own dick like on my own. But the thought of like sucking like literally my own dick technically, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not like, I would be distracted. Cause I would be like, oh, I normally think my kind of distracting. Yeah, like, I don't take my glasses off when I'm being a whore. You keep your glasses on. That's pretty interesting. Why do you keep your glasses on?
And what like, about you, Kia?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Duh, bitch. Duh.
Absolutely. One, I'm 9 times out of 10, like, freakier than the other person and or people I'm with. So one, just for like the openness that I know that I have, like off rip, absolutely, because there's no pretense. Like I know exactly what I'm in for. So for that reason, without having to like sit down and have the whole like pre-session breakdown and I have all types of stories
for
like
signed up for, bitch.
Absolutely. Like I had a guy come over and to eat my like 2-day unwashed ass. And I have hardwood floors in my apartment. So here I am, gussied up, getting comfortable on the rim seat. And I had to take off my shoes because I had just waxed the floor. Not my actual floor.
I just want to say you're skirting past a lot of information.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a lot to download. So
it was, I heard rim seat. I heard waxed floors. I heard
2-day old hole.
Okay.
All that to say, I took my socks off as to get a firm grip on the floor with my feet, and he stopped the whole session because I've had my toenails painted at the time. And he was like, "Hey, yo, bro, your toenails making my dick soft," and I was just like, "Okay." So, like, the pretense of like you coming over here to like literally chew for fajitas outside my hole, and you turned off by the fact that I have midnight blue toenail polish. Like, please, I have to cancel the session.
Yeah, we talked about this on our podcast.
We talked about this. I'm working on it.
I can't work on it. Certain colors throw me off. I refuse to work on it. Like I can do clear. I can do accents. I can do. That's about it. Because if I see like a granny, if I see an auntie purple or a lime green or some shit like that, I don't care if it's summertime and you about to go out with your friends. I do not care.
I actually just saw like a lime green on Twitter not too long ago.
This is like the blue in Ken's mic. Like this is like.
Okay.
Way more mass than what the fingers were given. And I wasn't even in that headspace. Like, I'm thinking about, like, let me not slip and look like a doofus while I'm squatting over a face. Like, right, I'm not thinking about, like, I'm like, let me take off a spot.
And he's like, balls, toenails, bitch.
Now, personally,
and I was like, now you have to go.
I am a foot person, so I prefer, like, my feet, like, bare. I don't even like clear polish on, like, a guy's toes. But if I'm coming over to your house and I'm under your rim seat, we've already crossed a lot of lines. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to...
So you draw the line at the blue toenails, but not...
That's exactly where I was.
Chipotle drive-thru out my ass. All right.
But let's talk about this rim seat. Was it just the eating session or was it a feeding session?
Feeding session in particular. So there was eating involved, yes.
Okay. And I can watch stuff like that. I don't know if I would ever be on a receiving end like that, but I do want to...
I say try it.
I just have such a weak stomach.
You're a fake freak. That's the thing.
No. I'm not talking about like me sitting on the toilet. I'm talking about me receiving.
Yeah, that's why I called you a fake freak. Yeah, fake freak, bitch. That's why I know what you're talking about. That's why I called you a fake freak.
I like watching it, but like I know my stomach is so weak, I'm gonna throw up, and throw up is like one of my heart.
It doesn't taste so, like. When I've done it, it didn't taste like anything. It was just like
the taste is not what concerns me.
It happened so fast.
The taste is not what concerns me. It's the texture. It is the chewy. It's the whole getting shit on,
bitch. It's everything, bitch. Could you name literally everything that entails?
I'm okay neck down. I just can't see it. I don't want to get the pink eye. Like, I don't, you know.
Oh, girl. Rich, lower.
The pink eye is real. I got to go to work.
It's okay. Like telling me you poke yourself in the eye. They don't know.
Absolutely. Just be like, oh, my God, allergy season.
I'm going to go in with a patch because I got shit in my eye.
And then you should wash it. And then I'm gonna think you really got shit in, bitch. Why are you trying to hide it with a fucking patch, Dr. Luke, whatever the fuck his name is, bitch?
Okay, calm me down. Captain Jack Sparrow looking at.
Okay, calm me down, sis.
I just am like so for like I am into a lot of I'm pretty much into everything, but there's a lot of stuff I still haven't crossed off my list. So I just wonder, like, once I finally start to step into those territories, am I gonna really realize that I'm not that nasty? Like, that's
you won't know it till you try it, though.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that for me is there's an ebb and flow. Like, I never want you fresh out the shower to come hook up with me, but there are times where I don't want to go, like I don't want to dig out the cookies and cream at the bottom of the box. Like, sometimes it's not always on the menu, even if I do want penetrative sex. So I don't know, like, it just depends on the session, depends on the moment. How familiar am I with you? Have I been drinking? Am I just already, like, just down for the disregard?
Are you hornier? Do you smoke?
Absolutely, every day.
Are you hornier after you smoke or after you drink?
A bit of both, a bit of both.
It's a mixed blend.
Yeah, I'm horny after consumption, period.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, same. Like, it's just.
I prefer hooking up when I just smoke, because when I'm drinking, I drink for fun. I don't drink I'm about to have a good time, blah, blah. But like when I'm smoking, I'm chilling. I'm not really focused on too much. So like it's just that like smoking before I hook up sets a better vibe for the hookup session versus like when I'm drinking. Because when I'm drinking, I'll be turned.
Yeah,
on my neck.
Same. That's when I'm ready. That's when I'm really ready to get
drinking. Drinking is like now ready to be a slut, but like smoking is like I'm ready to chill, you know. Like, but if it's both, it's like we can meet in the middle, you know.
No, I like mixed consumption too. Give me on my element. I'm good.
All right, you guys. I think it's time for our favorite segment.
Ready?
Wait. Okay, so we missed this submission in the emails. I didn't even see it, so I'm glad I found it. But yeah, we have a submission from, I'm going to call him
Daddy.
So, Ken, what do you think about this picture?
I love that his dick is just fat and sitting there. Okay, you describe it and then I'll go.
Okay, yes, we do have to describe it. Okay, so first of all, this is like one of my favorite body types.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is up his alley. What,
yeah, I love me a fluffy man.
Did you send it to him?
Yes, I have it. I just refreshed myself. I was just like, wait, I didn't know these were submissions. Let me know where I can submit. I want to be talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Send the boys next door. We'll give you an honest rating. We'll see our rating scale.
So he's brown skin. He has nut on his thigh. So this is after a nut.
And it's thick.
It is thick.
It's at least 7.5 inches, that's I would
stretch.
Say.
You think? I'd say six? A strong seven. Strong
okay, seven. I can definitely see seven, but it is thick. And so if you're like a length girl, it makes up in girth, I think.
Yeah. Yes. That's a fat daddy.
Yes, literal fat daddy. Like that's some belly, it's some titties. It's a lot of fun play at action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love his body. I love the dick. I love it's not two toned, but it's not the same tone either.
It is cut. Oh, my bad. I keep going back and forth to try to like give my opinion. It looks cut. That looks like a cut piece.
I feel like that's a trickster.
Like a half sleeve.
I think that's a trickster. Because it's hard. I don't see any
burn marks. So
yeah, I'm looking like right under the head of it though.
Okay.
Like, there's like a little gap right before like the crease.
Mm-hmm. Is that a gap, or is that just like his vein? Because it looks like that's a vein.
It looks like that's his vein, but it looks like there's like a patch for flavor savoring. So I now lean on he's uncut. Like I'm like yes, bring me extra parm.
Well, email us back if we're wrong about the uncutness or cutness.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, and do a measuring tape. Like just add a measuring tape and see how measurements add up.
Yeah, that's the new rule. When y'all see the dick pic, we need to see a size.
Some guys feel really ashamed about their size.
There's no shame about size.
But some guys are not like, if they feel like their dick does not measure up, they will feel like, okay, I don't feel comfortable enough sending it. and you want it to be open to all sizes. You don't want a guy to be like, because
we're open to all sizes.
We're open, but a guy, niggas aren't sitting out there showing out their
throat. It's not like we're identifying.
They may be, because there are a lot of guys that are interested in micro penises and the small penis, like, clit community is very aggressive and they love their baby dicks.
But that's not our audience.
But if he's...
You're in 100 episodes and 60,000 downloads. You don't know who's listening.
But if he's sending us the email of his dick, he's already comfortable enough to send his dick pic out. So
he's listening. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he's comfortable enough with his dick, he's comfortable enough with it. But I'm saying, like, measuring it. Some guys feel very subconscious about measuring their dick and, like, putting a definite size on it, because, like, it can be fatter, it can be longer, but then it can be a small fat one, and then it's like, okay, well, that's about 6 inches. I don't know, sir.
But well, if you're feeling ashamed about the size of your cock, don't send it in, okay? Because I told y'all plenty of times, I don't give a motherfucker. I'm average. 6 inches. That actually, and 6 inches is not the average. 6 inches, 3.24 is the average.
I can believe it.
I have a big dick according to the average, okay?
Yes, and I'm over here girthier than a motherfucker and uncut. Come sniff it.
Yummy. What does it smell like right now?
Right now it smells like, what's today? Today is Wednesday going on Thursday. It smells like Sunday night and some of Monday morning.
Yeah. Okay, that's my tribe.
Yeah. That's not my brand.
Ed Arm Bulger on Twitter if you want to see the merchandise.
Yeah, I definitely see. I got to find me somebody who's just like equally raunchy, because like I don't want it to be a thing if I be like, okay, just don't take a shower for a couple of days, babe. Like, do me a favor. People think that's weird, but I'm like, just don't do it.
Oh no, absolutely. Like, I've absolutely discouraged men. Like, I've even had guys where I've gone out to bars and I'm lit and they're like, oh my God, do you remember what you asked me to do? I was like, that sounds like me. Did you do it? Are you down? Are you coming over? What was your name again?
This is off topic, but speaking of, do you remember the last time you were on the show, I interviewed you naked?
Yes. Okay. I was like right over there. I had just moved into this apartment that I'm still living in.
I wasn't naked, y'all. He was naked.
No, I was naked. I had just finished and I was like, well, why put on clothes? I live here.
Potty naked.
Absolutely.
Next level.
But okay, out of five, what would y'all give this? The dick.
I'd say a good 3.75, a good 3.5 to 3.75 mm-hmm. for me. Yeah, it's not about the size of the boat, you know, it's about the kink and the freak.
Facts. Do you prefer a bigger dick?
So I have this thing. I'm not a size queen, but I do have a fantasy about sucking dick, like of an uncut guy who doesn't give a shit about me. Maybe a DDT to Ken's, like, you know, perspective, but like, you know, just kind of like the casual late night Uber driver who doesn't really want anything to do with me. But you know, he's poking in his sweats because, you know, he's working like 3 a.m. to feed his children. Who knows? But I create these scenarios to possibly give guys that head. If you're going to be that guy, I want it to be big, obnoxious, and ridiculous. But if you're going to be somebody I'm hanging up with, and if I'm versing, or like if there's going to be penetration on both of our parts, I prefer a good boyfriend dick. Like, I want a good, kinky, stank boyfriend dick. Like, I'm more so scent-centric when it comes to that. I'm not a size queen, but it must be musty with a lowercase t, because there are no capital T's allowed in my house.
Period. Okay. No pipes, ladies. Ken, what are you getting this?
Unless it's the other one attached to you.
Right. The big greasy pipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I have comments.
Okay.
Let's go.
I really enjoy his build, because I'm really into the football player build. But okay. I like the football player build when it's like a 6'3", 6'4" football player build. Mm-hmm. So I can't really see how tall he is. The positioning in his hand placement of it all, he has really nice hands. I really enjoy his hands. I like a guy with like working hands and like rough, I like that part. I enjoy his nipple ring. Even though I don't enjoy my nipples licked or anything like that, I enjoy when a nigga enjoy his nipples licked, because it just makes me feel like I'm serving him. And I'm really into the servitude of sex. I enjoy the nut on there because it lets me know that he's been busy. But it also proves from this picture, he's nutted twice. there's dried up nut on his thigh, but there's wet drippy nut like on the other side. So that shows me that he's been busy, which is hot. Because I mean, now it leads me to wonder how many nuts have you busted already? But I enjoy it. I enjoy the dick. I enjoy everything else. So I would give it a 4.2 licks. I feel like okay. A 4.2 serves. I can't, like, I see he has a little bit of a goatee. I enjoy the goatee thing.
You can
I
see like, all like, of that? Lord have yes, mercy.
Yes, I had to go back on the hands, like, in the dried nut. I was like, oh, we are Inspector Gadgeting this meat.
Oh, I get into it. Like, I'm addicted.
See, I thought it was just, like, it was probably just, like, grease. Because I get that when I'm masturbating.
Yeah, but, like, the inner thigh. It could be the inner thigh Vaseline residue.
It could honestly be grease. But the way I'm looking at it, if it's not grease 3, if it is grease 3, if it's dried up nuts showing that you've been working your dig and you're on nut number like 2 or 3, 4.3. I enjoy your nipple ring. I enjoy your hands. I enjoy the texture of your thumb. I really like thumbs that look like that. I think they're so fucking cute. Yeah, and I like your positioning. I would have liked to see the feet a little bit more, and your thighs and your legs. I would enjoy to see a little bit more of that. But for the dick alone, 4.3 licks.
So I take my 3.75 back, because now that I go back and realize there's no chest hair and those like scraggly pubes, no offense, we're gonna subtract down to an even 3.325 max. Yeah, I like my body hair.
He wouldn't lick you. He wouldn't lick you.
He wouldn't be licked by me. No.
Yeah. I'm gonna give this a 3.5. I think it's a solid cock. I just love stirring up the room with that word. Oh,
it does. I enjoy it also.
Thank you.
I hate that. It's such a stupid word. And I love it. Every time, a black person uses that word, I'm like, you want attention. You need a hug. Because why the fuck are you using cock, bitch?
Because it's fun. It's sassy.
Dong, clit stick.
And the niggers that say cock don't even say cock at all. They usually say dick. And then they want to spice the room. They're like, cock. Like, girl, I don't even buy you.
Me, personally,
you go suck a white cock and then say it, huh? You ain't suck one yet. You leave it out of your mouth.
Me, personally, I am, as a member of the beta community, I enjoy all descriptors of the penis, you know?
Thank so you.
Any dog. Word.
Give me a dick. I need a dick. I need a nigga with a dick.
I like dick, I like dong, I like cock, I like penis, I like,
God.
What was that other one you just said?
Like elderly.
I what are some other stick, but dong was stick. Really hot. Like if you, oh my god, gooning out over like a fresh set of like large poppers, and like, oh my god, you can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Amazing
wiener,
like just drooling and slobbing all over yourself. Yeah. Oh my god,
wiener. If you come in here and talk about suck my wiener, bitch, you have to leave.
I mean, if they say it like that, then that's
right. Different. You have to say it with a little sound.
Exactly. Like you're all saying cock wiener. Like it's all the fucking same. Like
no, if you say it like a goon, it's a special.
It's
way
a special
it.
Way you say it to you, make it like.
You like my cock? Like no, bitch. Calm it down, bitch. I like your dick. You want me to
even if you say dick like that, that's not very enticing.
No, it's not.
Like, yeah, like just don't say it at all. Like, unless you're texting me. I like if I'm with a guy, he's like, you gotta suck my dick. Mm-hmm. Easy. You wanna suck my cock? No, I don't wanna suck your fucking cock.
Actually, I don't even
talk away.
I don't even like suck. Like I say eat my dick. If I'm gonna say anything big referencing, it's eat my dick, because I honestly like it's a piece of meat. No, for me, like, legitimately, it's a piece of meat. Treat it like a piece of meat. Put in your mouth, grab your fangs, and start biting on this bitch. Like, that's what I say. That's what I enjoy.
You like teeth? Don't.
I love teeth. Odoxalania, that's the name of the paraphilia in which it's categorized. But very much so, like, put it in my mouth, go all the way down to the base, and start chewing like your favorite fucking piece of chocolate. Absolutely.
That is very interesting.
That's, like, some of the exact language I use.
My teeth are not made for that.
Absolutely is. It absolutely
I know it is. It's meant to do damage. I have really like my visors are just very just like very just like I open everything with my teeth. I have very strong teeth.
Okay.
I just would, like, my worst fear, my worst fear is, like, sucking a nigga dick, like, and he'll be like, I feel teeth. Oh, my God, I would die. I would fucking fall out. Like, if he's into that, like I've had guys who, like, more so than sucking their dick, they like if I just make out with their dick. Like, it's like, but I'm so afraid, like, I won't say I'm a perfectionist when it comes to head. I like to, I try to serve the best way I can. Because if I'm getting
guy's way of serving is being bitten, then you need to bite it.
Like, literally, like, bite me.
I met that nigga. I had a Hall of Fame. 400 dicks I didn't suck. I ain't met no nigga that said that.
All right, 400. Let's talk about this. I never knew this number.
I could believe it.
Yeah. I'm like, literally, if we look at, like, even if I look at my textbook right now, even for this
I don't remember the oral. It's a blur.
All I have is oral, because ain't nobody fucking me yet. Right now for this year alone, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 niggas I've sucked already.
Come on, 8 loads.
Is this a light year for you? Because 8 and 5, like, it's kind of, like, that's modest.
No. Yeah, it's very, for me right now, yes, because, like I said, in Vegas, it's very hard for me to find guys that I would actually want to hook up with. I like a very particular thing. I like very, like, even, like, if you're a gay nigga, like, and I've sent, like, BlackBerry the messages of me trying to talk to gay niggas. They, like, it's literally like they're afraid of me. Like, the gay niggas are terrified of me. Like, but Trade and, like, well, DDP, they, like, they're just like, oh, you're about that for real. Like, even, like, guys I message, they're like, I'm like, because I always, like, I have no problem reaching out to straight niggas and just, like, putting it out there that I'm about what I'm about. And most straight niggas, after, like, I like a couple pictures, they'll go do their vanity searches and, they know what I'm about. And then, like, the first thing that usually pops up, like, immediately, like, is the podcast thing. Like, they go click that because they think me and you are boyfriends. And so they go click that picture thinking I'm proposing a boyfriend picture. And I'm like, no, that's the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's not Chanel's. No. Like, oh, no double-sided dildos over here.
No, and I mean, so I like those. It's just not, we are not.
Yeah, we're not. I feel like if a celebrity came into the picture and he wanted both of us, we'll be forced to suck his dick together.
Okay.
And
I don't know, all right. I don't know about forced.
See, look,
y'all would do it.
I would, exactly. He, like, that's why I think he's a fake freak.
He'd
be like, oh, I'm down for this, I'm down for that. But when it's time to do it, he's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm not sucking dick with you.
Exactly.
Why not?
That would be fun. I'd watch.
Exactly. Why not?
I'm trying to link in bio.
I can't exactly. See.
That's why I'm saying he's a fake freak.
I'm not. You want, like, me to be a fake freak? Girl.
No, but you are a fake freak. You don't let niggas shit in your mouth. You
it
don't,
has
don't.
Not happened to me. I haven't been in those predicaments at all.
Why is
I don't meet guys
because
like
that. It's a number of things like that. Like, are you asking? I don't know if you're into the picture.
I don't meet guys who are into that. I always do because I'm an open book. I'm very open with my kinks. Most niggas who know me know I'm into everything.
See, and that's what I would assume, that you would think that niggas know you're into everything, so you would not ask them.
No, I know, because we've spoken about it, but they just are not into it.
See, yeah, no. I if a nigga came along and was like, I want to fuck you, your best friend, I'm like, okay. Like, I have, like, me and, like, all my...
Who's the nigga? Like, is it, like, you know...
If it's a fine nigga, and you're like, I don't know if I want to suck his dick, bitch, I would have to replace you. I would have to legit... go get another person to put a afro wig on. I'm at the stylist, and me and them gonna have to go to work. Cause bitch, I'm not missing out on
no we not. We're not gonna be doing it for no anybody. It's gonna have to be somebody to be making.
What about the guy who submitted? What about the picture?
No submission? No.
Okay.
He has no status. It would have to be worth.
You
it.
Never know. That could be a famous body. Like,
it's not. He the person would have to be like worth it. Like if a celebrity or anybody was like hitting on me and was like, oh, would you and your best friend do this? Like, I've had guys, like, I have like 500 straight guys, and they have been like, oh, do you have any friends that would want to join us? And blah, 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 blah. And I'm always like, no, because first of all, that was a fake freak. And my other friends, they live in like Chicago. And so it's just like, I would have like, no, it's just too much. Just fuck my throat. And then when they're in town or they're around, I'll bring it up. Other than that, no.
That's a lot of my issues. Like when guys are like, or I'll meet a guy who I've either turned out or they may be interested in, and we found out like we like a lot of the similar things. They'll be like, hey, invite like two or three of your homies. And I'm like, babe, I'm a lone wolf. Like, I don't.
I get that. Okay. I get that. Like the other day, I was talking to a straight guy and the conversation came up. He was like, he was already very apprehensive about like hooking up and linking and all this other shit. And I'm like, I'm not going to convince you this shit. And he was like, so do you have any friends? Like, I feel like I want a threesome. Like at first he was talking about a guy and he was like girls. And I'm just like, no, I kind of do this by myself. And then like, that turns me off. Like the minute I feel like your main goal is just to try to get a bunch of us lined up to fuck us all down. I'm kind of like, no, because this is a one woman show. Like I told Lady Freeze, like I'm not doing it. Like I'm not, but like if the right dick came along and it was just like any celebrity that has like of importance or a status or like indie was like that, like let's do it, or a hot fucking guy, like I would just have to go out and make new friends in Vegas that would want to do it, like at that point.
And I mean, more power to you, sister.
fake freak.
Now I'm fake freak because I don't want to suck a cock.
You've been a fake freak. I always say you're a fake freak. And I was like, and I literally always joke, I'm like, oh my God, we should hold hands and suck dick. And I always joke about like us, like hooking up with guys at the same time. All that talk. I like all that shit. Like no. I like all that. Like give me that. Like me and my old gay friends, when we were like in our little group, or whatever. We would always kiss. We would always make out.
I mean, you have your friends. You have your friends. You do that with. You're not that friend. I'm gonna do.
Do you have any friends you would do that with?
I used to have friends I would do that with.
Need to get some more.
Kia, you do have friends?
I do. Like, I have friends that I've made, like, just as hookups, and then, like, after the session, like, because, okay, so my apartment is just kind of covered in Stan memorabilia. Like, this whole wall back here is, like, different set lists or different concerts I've gone to. I've noticed that in my play, especially in the last, like, year or two, I don't know what it is about, like, really locking in on what you like and seeking that solely out in the world.
Yeah.
But I've begun to meet people who I have incredible chemistry with, incredible play with, and then can have an incredible PG conversation with afterwards. And so there's, like, a small group, I'll say maybe three people now, like, three people total who, like, we can kids fool around, go out maybe to a bathhouse or go out to like, you know, a play function and then have a good time, say, hey, we're going to meet up in 2 hours to check in. Like life is great. Life is very normal. Like we're just down to get our nails done.
I'm like, it's so simple. It can all be so simple.
It can be so simple and we can get everything it is that we want out of this life. Like we just have to keep manifesting and working towards it and not accepting the bullshit that like doesn't fully satisfy you. Like if you say no to the shit that half satisfies you, I promise when you get that thing that really like ticks all your bells and whistles, that shit is gonna go wild. And you realize that's where you wanna keep it. And once I realize that's where I wanna keep
100.
It. 100. That's what I receive always. So I definitely have those friends. And I have those best friends that I wouldn't do it with, but at the same token, they would be in those spaces anyway.
Exactly.
And that's my point.
Exactly. Bitch, what do you mean we wouldn't be in those spaces? Bitch, that ain't your point. Bitch, this is the space.
We are
100 episodes later. Throw that in there. Exactly.
No.
Exactly what, bitch?
He said he has best friends that he wouldn't do it with. And you're in the best friend.
He said they would not be in those spaces with him.
Yeah, I will not be in a room with you and a boxer who wants me to suck his dick with
you.
You love saying that you never know shit. Like I don't know my own opinions.
You just told me earlier I wasn't being optimistic. Now you're not being optimistic, bitch.
This is literally
I don't have the optimism to see me sucking a dick with you. So I don't know.
Bitch, you gotta open your eyes and try to get it, bitch.
I don't wanna see it. I can't see. I'm blind.
How about this, Blackberry? Would you suck a dick with me?
Blind. Yes.
What about you, Ken? Would you want to like go like?
I feel like it would be awesome time. I feel like because I understand everything. Like I feel like everything is the same. He just being a little dickhead and just like
now I'm being a dickhead,
a cockhead. And so it's just like I don't like I cannot fathom that. Like I literally cannot fathom it. Like, if a fine-ass nigga came up to like, I want both of y'all, you're going to be like, I don't know. Bitch, I ain't going to say I don't know. I'm ready to go now.
You like, are my sister. Pull a car around. Sister. Okay, you're my sister.
Exactly.
You're my sister. And well, we should remain sisters. Okay?
Bitch, we're going to remain sisters. I mean, something's in the dick. And then, or if you want, you can sit in the corner, kiss a dick, and then I'll finish it off. You don't got to do shit. Dude.
Listen, I'm glad I'm just a play cousin. So we all good.
Okay. Play cousins. Play cousins get all that shit.
I think it's time that we move into the confession segment. Kier, do you have a little something for us?
Ooh, I want to go last. I want to see like how
okay, I don't have anything this week, but I know Ken has something.
Oh, so you were
no, this is the 100th episode. You literally cannot let the listeners down. I'm not
I haven't done anything.
I'm not allowing it. Well, you need to recall a memory or something. It's okay. Not gonna work.
He'll let you force a confession on him. If I try to force a confession on him, he will shut down. So I'm
no, like this is a special occasion. I'm here. I'm with the boys next door, and we get to talk about all the whole
exactly.
shit. Let's do it, please.
I don't. I haven't done any whole shit, y'all. Like I don't. What you want me to do? Pull it out of my ass?
I mean, put it in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you.
I would like to, but it's just dry over here. Okay.
Okay. Well, fine.
Bitch, you ain't seen dry. You ain't seen dry, bitch. It ain't dry over there.
Well, what's your confession? You were starting to tell it earlier, Ken.
I was still with this guy. It was our first time looking up. His dick, like, oh, I can just read what I wrote in my notes about him. Mm-hmm. I said he has a big ass dick. He nutted in 2 minutes, and I sucked him outside by the mailboxes. He was short, but he was really really fine. Like I'm 5'5". He had to be about like 5'7". I took him outside, like, the mailboxes, and I was like, I don't think we should do it right here. He was like, I don't give a fuck if people see, and I was just like, this is so fucking hot. And I just kept, like, I sucked his dick, made him nothing in 2 minutes, and I just kept sucking. And because I like all that. I like that control when you're sucking a nigga's dick. And he had sent me a picture, he had sent me a video of him being off, so I already knew how he liked getting his dick sucked. And I'm just like, this is just the best. And I was like, licking. I'd asked him before we linked. I was like, so do you like your gooch lick? Like, what do you enjoy? He's like, I never had my gooch lick, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sucking his balls. And I go, like, to try, like, to, like, I slip my tongue down, like, just a little bit below. And I can, like, tell, like, it was, like, an all-day dick. And, like, he had been out and, like, doing everything. Like, I could tell. And so he clenched up right away. He clenched up so tight. He was like, I don't know. And I'm just like, okay, fuck it. So I just went back to sucking his dick. But I really, I prefer outside things. I really enjoy like public places. I enjoy like sucking a nigga dick at his job. I enjoy like if a nigga's like family, like I'll never forget this one time, this nigga invited me over his house and his whole family was in the other room and we was in his room and he just kept making me suck his dick. Like when I say I sucked that nigga's dick like 5 times and I really enjoy after I suck dick, I already have pretty big lips. I really enjoy after I sucked it. My lips are just so swollen. It just gives like Francine from American Dad. And I really enjoy that about myself. And so, yeah, that's my confession. I sucked my first dick since, 2 weeks ago.
Well, okay, Kier, it's your turn.
I'm trying to think in terms of like recent play. So actually, I have a confession. And it's not necessarily about recent play, but it's about play that has yet to come. So yes, absolutely. So let's just say I'm currently marinating for a particular session that's about a solid week out.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Who set it up? So we both set it up. So this is a play partner of mine who has been around. We met in just as a hookup. And then after we both nutted, he enjoyed the music. We decided to hang out. I looked up and years have passed.
This is my
eater full out. And so I'm very excited for the next 8 days of preparation because there's very little for me to do. And there's a lot for him to achieve once he arrives.
So what exactly does this session involve?
Any and everything.
Okay.
I gather that ever. Much. Do you like vomit play?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Like vomit that's the play, one. Humiliation, degradation.
Love it. Love it.
Scat piss, flop, food, feederism. Yeah.
I would everything except the vomit, you know?
I haven't done vomit before. Well, only time time I really done vomit when I was sucking this nigga dick in the forest. And I had just ate White Castles, and I wasn't expecting like him to like tell me to come link. And he was like, "Dude, like, you free right now?" And I hate when niggas text me, "Are you free right now?" Because they only text me that after I like just ate like a 4-course meal. Like I only eat heavy like once a week. And so like a nigga, when I finally eat, I want to enjoy it. But my rule is like, if I know I'm sucking a dick, like let's say today is like what today is Thursday, and I know I'm sucking a dick tomorrow, I won't eat today. So, because tomorrow I want my throat to just be open. I want him to be able to plunge my throat. I want him to be able to go balls deep. I want him to be able to actually like play in my throat. And that's my thing. I really enjoy my throat being played in and used. Yeah. And like I love it. But when it comes to vomit, I'm always very particular because like I vomit so ugly. Like I'm not a cute thrower upper.
I don't think anybody is. That's the gross part about it.
That's like, it's literally not a sexy way to do it.
I mean, I've seen it in some porns where they're vomiting. I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Yeah, like, okay, that wasn't bad. Like, bitch, like, it sounds like I'm legit giving birth. It's not cute.
For me, it's not so much like the, like, because I'm into, like, the sloppiness, the wetness, and all that other type of stuff. For me, it's, like, the smell, the chunks, the texture.
Yeah, like, once the acid hits your nose, it's different. I agree.
Too much. It's too much. Like maybe if I was just throwing up like water or something, I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why I don't play. Like before, like if I eat before I go suck a dick, I make myself throw up before I even get there. Like I legit will stick my finger down my throat and keep sticking my finger down my throat until it's empty. Like I enjoy that. But also after I make myself throw up, my throat is a lot more open and like for whatever reason it creates a lot more mucus and it just makes it nastier and sloppier
It's literally all involuntary reflux. Uh-huh. Like it's literally your body trying to protect your esophagus lining. But yeah, I don't personally really like vomit. There is one dick in particular that I've linked with for years and I'm like, yeah, like I'm gonna coat that bitch any kind of way. But outside of that one in particular, vomit's not really a go-to, especially for like cleanup. Yeah, no, but you know,
no, I get that.
Once the verbal gets there, and if I've had enough shots, you absolutely gonna choke on it.
Honestly, sometimes when you said the verbal, I can see that because like some guys have talked me into some stuff that I was just like, I wasn't planning on doing this, but you know
what?
You said that the right kind of way, you know?
Yeah, if a nigga tell me eat his dick, that's all I need. Like, if, like, that's, like, in, like, most BDTs, they don't even say, like, well, you suck my dick. They're like, you about to eat this dick. And I'd be like, yes, daddy.
You know, I'm not big on the sucking dick. I have to be slutted out in order for me to enjoy sucking dick. Girl. Like, I don't really, otherwise, I'm just like, I don't want to really do this.
That's why I don't enjoy
you more if I don't know you. That might be it. Y'all, like, have two totally different approaches.
Yeah. Say 100%. That again, Ken.
That's why you don't want to suck dick with me, because you don't like sucking dick.
Oh yeah, it's like not, but like if the guy wants me to do it, like I need him to like fully take control of the situation. Don't just let me be down there doing my thing. I need you to grab my head, spit in my face, slap me around, call me a few names.
Oh, that's also a requirement when I'm linking with guys. I always tell them spit in my face. Like that usually is my activator. Like there's been times I link with a guy, and the first thing he do when I walk in the door is just spit in my face, and it's just dripping spit. I'm just like, oh. I'm ready to go now. Like, that's just activated. Like, I just be ready. Like, I like stuff like that. I like the intensity. I like the sluttiness. I like being degraded. Like, just use me. Like, I literally tell them, like, it's like, my throat is just like, you're, like, do whatever. Like, this one guy that I plan on hooking up with next Wednesday, he is, I plan ahead. Because I want to get out the way. Because my birthday is Thursday. So, I'm like, okay, if I suck dick Wednesday, I can eat after I suck the dick because our appointment's for like 8:30 in the morning. And he was like, he sent me a picture of where he wanted me to meet him at. He like, I want you to be right here. And he works that morning too. And he's like, I'm taking my break at this time. If you're not there by this time, it's gonna be a problem. And I'm like, he's talking to me how I like getting talked to. Like I want a nigga to, like I like when niggas talk to me like I'm about like they're about to literally.
I don't know. I feel like choking on dick at 8 in the morning is kind of wild.
Like, literally, like, that actually might be a hate crime.
I will suck dick any time of the day. If I could suck dick all day, I would probably suck dick all day. Like, if I could, like, point at a nigga and be like, I'm about to suck your dick, and then we go suck dick. It doesn't matter where, like supermarket, fucking the mall, fucking like in the car, fucking outside. Like
I subscribe like, to I, those pages.
You see, like it's the same. Thing. Like oh, see, like maybe I should make a page. Like I, oh. like I, like my OnlyFans is just not like it's like I stopped using it. And so I was like, whatever. But
it's
I,
okay.
I
feel like me if, too.
Like if I really tapped into that, I feel like I'll be able to make some great content because the niggas I actually look like. Link with people only knew it's hot.
It's hard. I did the OnlyFans thing back in like 2020. It's really like you gotta really want to do the sex work to really be into that, and it's Never. Just like
it's a it commitment.
Takes the work takes the fun out of the sex, and then it just makes
it does.
Me want to do
it. It does
exactly.
It does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know I'm a whore, but damn, I'm really a whore. Might as well film it next time.
Well, this has been a very lovely, interesting, nasty, disgusting episode, just as I was hoping it would be.
Wild.
Thank you, Ki'Air, for joining us.
It is my absolute pleasure. Thank you, guys. Congratulations again. 100 episodes. I love that. Please.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll talk about all of the dirty things.
I would say by episode 200, you'll be back, and then we want some new stories.
Oh, good. I have all the stories. I have stories I didn't even get attached to. There may or may not be a dick waiting at this moment.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, maybe you can send an email confession for us to read next week about what happened.
I will actually do that, and I'm gonna submit a photo because I want to see.
Yes.
Okay.
Put me there on the fire episode 101.
Oh, okay. That's my birthday period. Episode too.
Oh, yes, it is. That's going to be fun. But thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. Please subscribe and follow the things. As usual, Kia, tell the people where to find you.
So the people can find me on a PG scale. My Instagram is Ki'Air, K-Y.E-R-E. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Ki'Air, I-M-K-Y-E-R-E. You can find me possibly bulging, gripping, throbbing on at Armed Bulger on that same Twitter app, Armed Bulger, B-U-L-G-R.
Gripping and farting,
foreskinning and tugging. Smell the cheese.
Okay. Y'all can follow me at Blackberry.
Oh, I know you're about to say more. And I'm Kim Lush, so that's __ Kim Lush on Twitter. On Instagram, it's just a plain Kim Lush. Two H's. Thank y'all for all the nice comments that y'all been saying about our podcast. Thank you for all the love. Thanks for the nice ones. Support.
Because the ones where y'all called me a capitalist and an ableist and a demi.
you and your fans are called the capitalists, and me and my fans are called the free thinkers.
Yes, and I'm going to call my fans the connoisseurs because my podcast On the Air with Ki'Air will be back for the third season.
Hey!
Yes.
Yeah, shameless plug, I almost forgot.
No, don't please promote that.
Right on there, do it.
So y'all make sure y'all be on the lookout for that, and we will check y'all out next week. Goodbye.
Later, Gators.